There are countless situations where unmarried couples are getting pregnant and the father is not interested in the baby and won't commit to taking care of the child. This leaves the mom in a terribly tricky situation, which we'll talk more about on the next Family Matters. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a heartfelt question from one of our listeners who wrote, "How can I encourage my boyfriend to embrace his role as a father-to-be? I'm due to deliver our baby next month, and up to this point, he's been completely uninvolved. He has actually told me straight out that he's just not interested in being a dad. He's been emotionally detached and distant throughout most of our two-year relationship, but I thought that having a baby together would help nurture a deeper connection between us. I've become so disappointed in him that I'd be willing to dump him altogether if it weren't for the baby. I can't raise a child on my own, and I wouldn't want to even if I could. Can you help me?" We sincerely believe that by God's grace and with His assistance, you can do a lot to help yourself. We want to commend you on your desire to create an intact family and keep the father of your child involved in the life he's helped bring into the world. This aspect of what you've told us makes perfect sense. It's sad that your boyfriend can't see things the same way. That said, we have a few observations to offer. It seems to us that you have two different motives for wanting to encourage your boyfriend to embrace his role as a father. The first we've already mentioned, your keen interest in raising your child within the context of a two-parent home. The second is that it seems that you might also be operating on the basis of fear. You're afraid that you won't be able to manage parenthood on your own, and so you're ready to do whatever it takes to persuade the baby's father to stick around. From our perspective, this doesn't sound like a good idea. In the first place, it's never wise to act or react out of fear. Far better to take some time to think through your options slowly and carefully. If you sense, as we do, that you're looking to your boyfriend to provide you with the security you need, hit the pause button and reconsider. There are healthier and more effective ways of achieving your goals. In the second place, given the fact that your boyfriend has already told you that he wants nothing to do with raising the child, we'd suggest that there's little to be gained by hounding him any further about it. Having a child with a man who has not committed himself to you in marriage will not necessarily bind that man to you for life. In many cases, it will only drive him away. So what can you do? We have a couple of thoughts. First, you need to see your situation for what it is. Assume responsibility for your own actions and make up your mind to take ownership of your own life. You've made a mistake, but you can't fix it by making another. This is your opportunity to rise up and become your own woman. Tell him that whether he stays or goes, you're prepared to have your baby and move on with your life. If you adopt this approach, it's always possible that he'll feel compelled to rethink what he's doing. But even if he doesn't, you'll be free to find your own way forward. Second, start taking stock of your options. Your boyfriend isn't your only ticket to a meaningful future. Pull together a support system, parents, siblings, other family members and friends who will be willing to walk with you through this challenging season in your life. Talk to a pastor or a professional Christian counselor. Find out what resources are available to single mothers. You may want to consider the alternative of placing your child in an adoptive home and family. If you need to speak to someone who can help, Focus on the Family has a staff of trained counselors available to provide you with sound advice and practical assistance over the phone. They can also refer you to reputable Christian counselors working in your area. Please call 031-716-3300 to speak to someone. Whatever your circumstances, you can be absolutely certain that the practical help you need is available. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.